This is Jim Field.
And Stacey Linford.
And this is your Nishna Valley. Hope you had a great fourth.
I did, you?
Good.
Good.
Good. And a fifth?
Yes.
And sixth?
Yes.
Okay. And we go backward too, a third, a second.
Yeah, it was great.
It's funny, you can say that, and everybody in this country absolutely understands what you mean. How was the fourth? Well, which one? There are 12 of them.
Yeah.
But you don't have to be any more
specific.
The fourth.
It's the fourth.
Yeah, July 4th. Yeah, I hope you had a great, great 4th of July. The weather was beautiful.
Oh, it was great.
I mean, the weather was just in the upper Midwest. It was just wonderful pretty much wherever you were here in this part of the country. But boy, it was really, really nice. A lot of things going on. You know, if you wanted to see fireworks, you didn't have to travel
far.
Just
all
about
over.
Everybody had fireworks going on at different places and locations and things. Lots of festivals and things happening. Backyard barbecues. Did you guys do anything exciting?
We went to the Exire Parade, and then we stayed in town at a relative's and had a barbecue there. And then came back to town and just kind of relaxed for a little bit, and then went and saw Atlantic fireworks.
Great. Well, yeah. I didn't get a chance to attend the Exira festivities and parade and stuff. Good? Big?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It was long.
It always is.
It got a little hot after a while for me, but yeah, it was good.
Yeah, a lot of fun. A lot of things going on, and hope a lot of folks had a great time. No excuses this time around because the weather was just so good.
Yeah.
There was a lot of opportunity for folks to get out and enjoy a lot of the things going on there. But yeah, we actually were gone. I'm actually on vacation this week. Why am I talking to you now? Yeah, I kind of got sucked into that, but get a few things done. No, we took off last Saturday and went out to, I guess, the Black Hills, whatever you want to call it. We went out to South Dakota. I'd actually never been there before.
I can't believe that.
I know. How do you live in the upper Midwest and you never, you know... But no, I'd never been out there before. We really didn't take vacations growing up.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, we didn't travel a whole lot and those types of things. But yeah, we took off last Saturday morning and drove out to Deadwood and spent time in Deadwood, Custer area, a lot of that. Hit Crazy Horse Memorial and Mount Rushmore and checked out the Badlands and Custer State Park and the 1500 Buffalo, which I swear every single one of them crossed right in front of our car.
Of course.
On that gravel road that we were sitting on. Well, that was the point. We were hoping.
Right, get up close to them.
Yeah,
and
a lot of those kinds of things. We went out and did like reptile gardens and bear country. That was pretty cool, bear country, too. You're driving through that wildlife area and, you know, all these black bears, brown bears wandering around in front of you and stuff. I mean, they're just sitting right alongside the road. You pull up and you're not 3 feet from them, and they just don't seem to care. They just take care of business. And no, we had a lot of fun. It was a good time. We enjoyed a lot of the things. Did my first ever horseback ride.
Oh, how'd you like that?
I loved it. It was fun.
Good.
You know, it wasn't anything dramatic. Mm-hmm. It wasn't like we were, you know, taking a long run and hopping up on a horse and
you
slapping.
You were like herding cattle.
No, we weren't slapping on the backside like the Lone Ranger and taking off flying down the road.
Yeah.
It was kind of a mountain trail ride. We went up, I think it was about a mile or so.
Jeez,
we went up and then came back down again. And had a good time. I only wish I hadn't. It took me 50 years to actually get on a horse.
Yeah.
And I was always, I'm not a farm kid. I grew up in town and in a city, and so I'd never had an opportunity to do that. I didn't have friends who owned farms and stuff growing up, so it's hard to believe in Iowa.
Isn't it?
But I just never had the opportunity, and then as I got older as an adult, I had some opportunities to do that here and there, but never took advantage of them because of the unknown. You know, kind of like to be in control, and I always said, until you install a brake pedal on those things so I can control it, not so sure that I want to.
Yeah.
But, silly regrets.
Yeah.
It was fun. I had a good time, though.
Good.
It was a blast. It was a lot of fun. We enjoyed it. I had a great guide who showed us up through that Rocky Mountain Trail. It wasn't in the Rocky Mountains, but it was very rocky.
Yeah.
Mountain trail that we went on and had a good time. It was a lot of fun. We just got home. We got home the night before the 4th, on the evening of the 3rd, so we were pretty worn out.
I bet.
Slept in the next morning. It was a long drive from up there.
Yeah.
But didn't get a chance to do a whole lot on the 4th of July. Enjoy some fireworks and some friends and stuff. But got some other things going on yet this weekend, too. A little golf, a little outdoor time, since the weather's nice.
Finally.
I know.
It hasn't rained on the weekend.
I know. I'm not going to complain at all about 90 degrees and humid.
Yeah.
I am not complaining. After the spring we had, I'm enjoying this. I can't believe how much some of the corn crops have grown
over
the last week or two now.
just amazing how quick it will grow in a week. And you look back and like, Jesus, just, you know, this high and now it's already, you know, past the waist. And
well, and, you know, people, you know, you've got the old saying knee-high. About knee high by the 4th of July, which, of course, that might have been true when people were planting by hand with mm-hmm. a plow and a horse. But, you know, nowadays it's kind of almost chest high or yeah. shoulder high by the 4th of July. But, you know, with the late planting in some cases that we saw around the area because of the wet, soggy spring, mm-hmm. you kind of wondered.
Yeah.
But in the last couple of weeks when it's warmed up now, wow, boy, does corn enjoy those warm, humid nights.
Mm-hmm.
Yikes. I mean, it's in some of these fields, I think it is just about chest high,
yeah.
or at least sternum high. But, yeah, a lot of growth here, especially we've noticed. We were up in ranch country,
mm-hmm.
you know, western South Dakota. There's not a lot of
not
farming
a lot of corn.
Up there. No, we started to see more of it as we got into the eastern part of the state, but in the western part, it's too hilly. It's mostly
yeah,
ranch land and stuff, but when we started getting closer, you know, the crops there don't look near as good as they do here.
Hmm.
We saw a few cornfields, didn't look all that great,
yeah.
but then as we started getting closer and closer to home here, we noticed, wow, some of these have really
mm-hmm.
taken off, so
yeah,
that's good news.
It is.
Good
I'm ready
news.
For the sweet corn.
Ooh, it is just about that
yeah.
season, isn't it? I've actually had some corn already.
Yeah?
Yeah, not local. Not so good.
Yeah, me too.
Not so good.
I was not impressed.
No, not
sorry,
so good.
But
no, we're looking forward to the sweet corn season. You know, still a lot to do. If you missed out on all the stuff going on, you know, during the 4th of July, no worries.
There's still plenty more to do coming
well,
up.
Well, you know, now we get past 4th of July, you know what starts to happen is we get into county fair season.
Oh, yeah, that's true.
And that happens immediately. In fact, almost immediately. We've got the Shelby County Fair. That's getting started here just about as we speak this
mm-hmm.
Sunday. They're already starting to do some things. A lot of weigh-ins and stuff. Dogs, actually going to have judging of dogs right away. But the open class steer, heifer, feeder calf show is this Sunday, July 7th. And they'll be entering a lot of the different animals as well, steers, heifers, and stuff to get ready for the early shows. But already some things happening. And then come Tuesday, July 9th, really things start to heat up again. They'll have some static exhibits being judged, and they'll have a baked goods and garden sale. They'll also, on starting July 10th, start to have full days worth of activities where they'll have swine, sheep, goats, all those kinds of things. There's a tractor pull at the grandstand coming up on Wednesday night. And then also the carnival will be opening up as well, so lots of things to do for the kids. They've got poultry, small pets and cats and things like that that they'll be judging, rabbits, all those kinds of things, pie and muffin baking. There's a bottle calf show. And then also the Shelby County Fair Parade, which will happen on Thursday, this Thursday, July 11th. That'll happen at 6:30, one of the fairs around here that actually has a parade as part of their festivities. And then they'll have the crowning of the Shelby County Fair Queen and the Hall of Fame recognition that Thursday night as well. Then on Friday, lots more going on during the day. There's all kinds of entertainment type activities and things. Bill Riley Talent Search will be held that night. They'll have a country music festival as well that evening. And then also on Saturday, July 13th, lots of things going on. Apple Pie Morning, which is a long time tradition at the Shelby County Fair will be happening that day. There's antique tractor machinery shows, horse and pony show, the baby contest.
Oh, can't forget that.
Yeah, got to have the baby contest. They'll have all kinds of things going on throughout the course of the day. An antique appraisal show will be going on in the afternoon leading up to the grandstand entertainment on Saturday night, which is the auto races, which will happen. Sunday, July 14th, lots more stuff going on throughout the day, too. The figure eight races also at the grandstand to kind of wind things out later in the afternoon as they finish things off. And then on Monday, July 15th, will be their 4-H and FFA livestock auction to finish off the week of fair activity. So, yeah, Shelby County Fair already.
Yeah.
Already getting things heated up. And no sooner do we get done with that, it's Adair County Fair
Jeez.
Time. You got Adair County, you got Audubon County, you got East Pottawatomie County, let's see, what else? Montgomery County, we're going to be there this year.
Wow.
And, of course, Cass County
yes.
as well, too. But, yeah, all that stuff going on. So you don't have to look too far down the road
no.
if you're looking for some more things to do. You know, some of the other fair stuff we'll hang on for right now. But Shelby County Fair getting started. We'll be up there broadcasting later on this next week.
Yeah.
So we hope you tune us in and check out some of those kinds of things, too. But that's not all. There's
no.
still...
Yes.
There are still lots of things
happening.
Things
going on. Well, some of the town celebrations are kind of coming to an end on Sunday. Xyra's 148th annual 4th of July celebration ends on Sunday the 7th with an ecumenical church service at the Rec Center. That's at 10:30. It's also with a catered dinner. And then Lions Building will have alumni coffee at 2. It's the class of 1963 will be honored. There'll be a co-op lunch, and if you're unable to bring something for lunch, they'd still like you to come anyways. Griswold's 131st annual Soldiers Reunion ends also on July 7th at from 11 to 1 is a brunch at Our Lady of Grace Catholic Church. Prairie Fire Children's Theater actor directors will be in Atlantic for the 9th summer, July 8th through 13th, and this year's original musical adaptation will be Sleeping Beauty. Students who are interested in acting and have completed 1st through 8th grade are encouraged to audition at the AHS Auditorium July 8th at 1 p.m. No experience or advanced preparation is necessary, and there is no charge to participate. Rehearsals will be every afternoon, and then the performance will be July 12th and Saturday, July 13th. You can call Cheryl for more information on that. Her number is 243-3075. That's the Prairie Fire Children's Theater looking for actors for their musical adaptation of Sleeping Beauty. And again, that runs practices from July 8th through 13th. And the auditions is at the AHS Auditorium on July 8th at 1. KC Fun Days, that's the 12th and 13th. The Kids Parades at 5:30 at the Methodist Church. Oh, you have the whole list. Why don't you go ahead with that?
Well, that's all right. You were doing such a good job. It's in list form here, so it's probably a little easier to run through. But yeah, lots of things going on. KC Fun Days coming up Friday, July 12th, Saturday, July 13th. Friday, you mentioned they have a kids parade at 5:30 in the evening. And then they'll have kids games and a food stand. There'll be a bags tournament. People just can't get enough of those bag-o
things,
can they? I know it is. I know it is. I'm just not very good at it.
It can get competitive, though.
Yeah, I know. I'm not good enough at it. Lots of other things happening, too. They'll have a kids movie and a grown-up movie that night, too, at the community building for folks to enjoy. And Saturday, July 13th, they have a fun run and walk that gets the morning started. After the flag-raising ceremony, they'll follow that up with a quilt show and an awards presentation. There'll be all kinds of vendors and kids' activities. The Lutheran women will have a bake sale. The Big Parade, A Blast from the Past, is the theme this year. That'll happen at 10:30. And then also the Methodist Church will have a lunch. There's a kids' pedal pull, a scavenger hunt. There's sand volleyball, homemade ice cream, the Miss Casey contest. There'll be kids' water fights, a cake walk, an alphabet game, a book walk. There'll be dinner in the evening from 5:30 to 7. That's featuring chicken breast, cheesy potatoes, green beans, corn, roll, dessert, and drink. And there'll be bingo in the evening at the community building, and then a dance featuring the band K-Top at the fire station. That's sponsored by the Casey Fire Department, and that's from 9 until 1 a.m. So lots of things going on for Casey Fun Days, July 12th and 13th. Lots of stuff happening there.
Yes. And then, let's see here, the Trojans Basketball Camp. That will be held July 15th through the 18th. It's at the Atlantic High School Gym. It's from 1 to 3. It's for boys entering grades 5th through 8th, and it's $40 per athlete. And you can make those checks payable to Alan Jenkins. And you can call him at 249-1339 if you have any questions on that. Again, that's the Trojans Basketball Camp, July 15th through the 18th at the Atlantic High School Gym from 1 to 3. Over in Elkhorn, it's their Community Blood Drive on July 16th. That is from 11:30 to 5:30 at the Lutheran Church Fellowship Hall. If you'd like to make an appointment, you can call Ann White at 764-5888. And, of course, walk-ins are welcome. Again, that's the Elkhorn Community Blood Drive on July 16th from 11:30 to 5:30. The Atlantic Area Chamber of Commerce's third Thursday Summer Concert Series, that's on July 28th. It's from 6 to 8 p.m. That's held at the Atlantic City Park. Performing is Broadway plus handbells plus musicals. It's also produce in the park, which will have the prepared foods, local produce, some kids' activities, baked goods, artwork, crafts, and flowers. If it does rain, they'll have that at the Elks Lodge. For more information on that, you can go to AtlanticIowa.com. It's the third Thursday Summer Concert Series on July 28th from 6 to 8, and that's at the Atlantic City Park. Some garage sales are coming up for Elkhorn and Kimmelton. It's their citywide garage sales. It's on Friday, July 19th and Saturday, July 20th. If you'd like a map, you can get those at the Danish Windmill and the Elkhorn Country Store. You can also contact Debbie McLean at 249-7257 if you have any questions on that. Again, that's the Elkhorn and Kimmelton citywide garage sales on Friday, July 19th and Saturday, July 20th. a moped safety class that's coming up on July 20th. It is from 7 a.m. to 1 p.m. at the Farm Bureau Insurance Building. It's $40 for the class, and you can call 243-6343 to register. The 5th Annual Women's Motorcycle Run that's coming up on July 20th at noon. You will meet at the Atlantic City Park, and it's just $20 per bike or vehicle. And then proceeds from that go to the West Central Development Community Action. It's to help boost low-resource families and individuals. It's 100 miles, and then you'll have dinner at Larson's in Elkhorn. Some of the other stops may include Irwin, Manning, Audubon, and Exira. And this is sponsored by the Windbags. For more information on that, you can call 243-6350. That's the 5th Annual Women's Motorcycle Run. On July 20th at noon, you'll meet at the Atlantic City Park. The Lullaby Foundation's Jim and Gert Hunt Memorial Golf Tournament. That's coming up on July 20th. It's at the Atlantic Golf and Country Club. It's a four-person Texas Scramble best ball, and the registration's at 8:15, and then shotgun start at 9. All players receive a meal, ticket for picnic lunch, and that's available from 10:30 to noon. They'll have prizes awarded to the top three teams. Those prizes being gift certificates for a foursome and two carts to Lake Panorama National in Panora and Fox Run Bent Tree Golf Courses in Council Bluffs. There's also individual hole prizes on 10 of the courses. It's 18 holes. And all proceeds from the Lullabies tournament will be used to support the Lullaby Foundation's missions. Opportunities remain available to enter teams, or if you'd like to sponsor a hole, you can call Mike or Pam Coranda at 243-2982. Again, that's the Lullaby Foundation's Jim and Gert Hunt Memorial Golf Tournament. And that's on July 20th.
Very good. Lots of stuff going on there. One other thing to throw in here, too. The St. Joseph's Parish in Erling will be celebrating their parish picnic on Saturday, July 13th with the ATV four-wheel mud drags. They have a new track design this year, so it'll be all new. Starting at noon, the kids will start at noon. The adults will follow. There are prizes or trophies for the winners. So lots happening there. Saturday, July 13th, the St. Joseph Parish picnic in Erling having its mud drags, their ATV four-wheel mud drags. Sounds messy.
They usually are.
Hard to stay away from that.
Yeah.
So you don't want to sit in the front row?
If you want to get muddy, you can, uh-oh. Yeah. Right. If they're really wetted down pretty good, then...
send the kids down.
Yeah.
All right. Well, we need to take a short break. Stay with us. We'll be back with more right after this.
Whether you're a patient we're seeing regularly for chemo treatments, attending one of our diabetes clinics, or a couple about to have your first baby, at Cass County Memorial Hospital, we think about your health 365 days a year.
What you eat is a big part of your health and wellness. Heart disease, diabetes, and some cancers are linked to what you eat. This is Emily Kringle, registered dietitian at Cass County Memorial Hospital for the past 36 years. Eating plenty of whole grains, vegetables, and fruits, along with substituting fish for one serving of red meat a week, will help give your body the fuel it needs to support you in an active, healthy lifestyle.
Whether we're setting a broken bone in our emergency department or providing rehab services after a long illness, we're here to help you feel better. Cass County Memorial Hospital, neighbors caring for neighbors.
All right, lots more stuff here, too. You got some birthdays to share
with us?
I do
have quite a few. I would like to wish happy birthday to Ruth Hansen. She's celebrating her 90th birthday on July 10th, and her family's requesting a card shower in her honor. You can send that to Ruth Hansen, room 205, the Exira Care Center. It's 409 South Carthage Street, Exira 50076. So happy birthday to Ruth Hansen, celebrating her 90th birthday on July 10th. Send her a card, wish her happy birthday to the Exira Care Center, room 205, 409 South Carthage Street in Exira. I'd like to wish happy 86th birthday to Adela Roof. She's celebrating her 86th birthday on July 14th. You can send her a card to the New Homestead Assisted Living, Apartment 9. That's 2306 State Street in Guthrie Center. 50115. Again, happy 86th birthday to Adela Roof, celebrating her birthday on July 14th. And you can send her a card to the New Homestead Assisted Living, apartment number 9, 2306 State Street in Guthrie Center, 50115. Over at the Friendship Home in Audubon, I'd like to wish happy birthday to Delvin Olson, celebrating his birthday on July 6th. Also to Roma Murray, celebrating her birthday on July 8th. Emery Peterson, celebrating their birthday on July 9th, and also to Ernie Cola, celebrating his birthday on July 12th. So happy birthday to all those folks there over at the Friendship Home in Audubon. And that's it. No birthdays at the Salem Lutheran Home.
Yeah, we want to thank those folks, too, at the Salem Lutheran Home, at the Exira Care Center, at the Friendship Home in Audubon. They're all good enough to send us notes each month about the birthdays and events going on there and stuff for their residents. We appreciate them sending that information to us so we can share it. And, you know, if you have any birthdays, anniversaries, or birth announcements that you'd like to share with us, you can always send them to us here. We'd be happy to share them with folks.
You bet.
For example, we have one here for Dave and Jan Neiman of Avoca. They'll be celebrating their 80th birthdays, actually, this year. Here, I thought this was an anniversary. You should be reading this.
Oh, you're good.
That's all right.
I need a breather.
Well, they are going to have a little celebration at the American Legion Hall in Avoca on Saturday, July 13th. It'll be from 7 to 9 p.m., and it'll feature all their family members. They just love to have you there. So Dave and Jan will be both celebrating their 80th birthdays, again, on July 13th, next Saturday, at the Legion Hall in Avoca from 7 to 9 p.m. Little celebration going on there. Also, we have an anniversary wish going out to Cleon and Mary Kay Clemish, as Cleon and Kay Clemish celebrating their 50th anniversary on July 13th, as they've been farming for over 50 years south of Adair. And they'll be celebrating on Saturday, July 13th from 2 to 4 p.m. at the Community Center in Adair. Now, if you're unable to make it that day, you can also send a card along. You can do so. Cleon and Kay Clemish can be reached at 1511 150th Street, Adair, Iowa, 50002. And again, that open house will be held Saturday, July 13th at the Adair Community Center from 2 to 4 p.m. So happy 50th anniversary to Cleon and Kay Clemish.
Very nice.
Yes. That's all I have for those. I was looking through the it's a magazine called Website Compass, and it comes to us because, well, it's an internet magazine.
Okay.
It comes to us that way. But I was noticing an article in there about identity theft, because it may or may not, well, it may not have happened to you, but it has happened to lots of people, and it can happen very innocently. And especially this time of the year when so many people are traveling, it's so easy to use, you know, credit cards and things like that, debit cards, when we travel, instead of taking large amounts of cash and things with us. Which is wonderful. But by the way, and a helpful tip too, if you are going to be traveling, you might want to inform your credit card company.
Yeah.
You don't want to go someplace and then whip out the credit card to pay for dinner and find out that the credit card company rejected the charge because they're trying to protect you from identity theft. There's a lot more protections going on these days, and sometimes you're kind of surprised if you don't give them a heads up first. But they list some different things that you can do, four basic ways you can reduce your identity theft risk. One of them is to identify, and they say that before you share any personal information, know who you're sharing it with. Don't give personal information over the phone, through the mail, or over the internet unless you initiated that contact. Don't just give any Yahoo that calls you important information. Also, if a company claiming to have business with you sends an email requesting personal information, contact their customer service department directly and verify that email request. I get those all the time here.
Mm-hmm.
And I'll call a telephone number of somebody that I know and say, hey, I got this, and is this legit? And a lot of times it's like, no, they make it sound like it is, but it's not. So don't give the information out. Number two is to protect. Eliminate the opportunity for theft as best you can. Carry with you only what you need, especially if you're traveling.
Right.
It's so easy to leave things behind or lose something somewhere. You know, you probably don't need your Social Security card, so leave it at home.
Right.
You know, leave it someplace secure. Extra credit cards. You may not necessarily need them. Leave them somewhere at home in a secure place. Lock away your purse or your wallet when you're at work. Don't leave them unattended anywhere in public. Also, shred receipts, credit card offers, credit applications, checks, bank statements, ATM receipts, expired credit cards, all that kind of stuff. Mm-hmm. How many times do you get credit card applications in the mail?
I hate those.
Yeah, but what do you do with them?
I shred them.
Exactly. Because if you just throw them in the garbage, there are people that will shuffle through garbage looking for that stuff, and they'll apply for them in your name.
Yeah. And all of a sudden, you get a big bill.
You got that right. Also, monitor your financial accounts on a fairly regular basis. Destroy checks immediately after you close account. Don't have new checks sent to your home. Pick them up somewhere. Limit the number of credit cards you have and cancel any inactive accounts. And protect your medical information, too. That's a big, big thing these days. Check charges against services you've received. Destroy labels on prescription bottles before you discard them. Don't share your health plan information with anyone offering free health services or products. Also, number three is to inquire. If anyone at work, school, a business, or a doctor's office requests any personal information, ask them why they need it. You know, how many times have you filled out an application somewhere and it has the thing for social security number?
Mm-hmm.
I hate that.
Yeah.
You don't need it.
Right.
A social security number is made for one thing and one thing only. That's to identify me to the Social Security Administration. It is not a personal identification number.
Yeah.
I always ask, why do you need this? And sometimes they get snippy, but I don't care.
Yeah.
It's my number, not yours.
Exactly.
I'm not sharing it with you unless I absolutely have to, and I know why, you know. But, you know, ask them why they need it, and don't share it if you don't have to. Some folks will say, well, you don't need to fill that out. It's just on there. So don't if you don't have to. In particular, keep a close hold on your Social Security number is the next one here. It says, when an organization wants you to provide it, ask if you could use a different kind of identification instead. And then the fourth note here is to secure. Make sure you use strong passwords and keep them safe. Passwords are difficult.
I know. They'll ask for some of them now. They have like a special character and a number, and some of my old ones don't, so it's hard to remember which ones go to which. I've been locked out of a few accounts because of
mm-hmm.
that.
And it's hard, and a lot of people tell you you shouldn't use the same password for
mm-hmm.
everything, but then again, you got to remember so many
exactly.
different ones.
Exactly, it's so hard.
I know, it gets frustrating, but you got to secure those things. Lock mm-hmm. them down. Watch what you share on social networking sites.
Yes.
Birthdays, pet names, where you went to school, because those are all challenge questions
mm-hmm.
oftentimes when you are trying to get into something that, some account or something where you have to gain access.
Yeah.
And also set your computer to automatically download software patches and fixes and install virus detection software and keep your laptop locked up.
Mm-hmm.
Keep your personal information safe. Now, that's all important stuff. One other thing I want to throw in before we run out of time here, because this is part of this article too, and it shocked me. I didn't realize it was such a big deal, but child identity theft. You have a little boy, Wyatt.
Yeah.
Does he have a credit card somewhere?
I hope not.
You hope not, but he could.
Exactly, he easily could.
That's what they say. This article says, imagine discovering your 7-year-old had gone into foreclosure on a house. Or that your 3-year-old had secured a credit card, maxed it out, and paid nothing. Child identity theft is on the rise. A recent study by Carnegie Mellon found that identity thieves targeted children 51 times more frequently than adults. A child's unused social security number is attractive because it offers a clean slate, which fraudsters may use to obtain false identification, commit financial fraud, or circumvent a bad credit score. Child identity theft is also hard to detect, and it may not be discovered for years until the child goes to apply for a student loan or buy a phone or rent an apartment. And by then, the damage is done and the issue can be very difficult to resolve.
Jeez.
Yeah, never thought about that.
Yeah.
Well, it says to help protect your child from identity theft, periodically check for a credit report to determine whether information has been misused. Also, when you're asked to provide your child's social security number or other personal data on a form at school or someplace else, make sure the organization really needs it, and if so, find out how that information will be protected from theft. And you also may want to ask if it's possible to opt out of that, too.
Yeah.
Never thought much about child identity theft.
Gee,
son, when did you buy a house?
Yeah.
And then when the son actually can talk,
maybe
himself. They'll tell you. Yeah. How shocking would that be? You know, we laugh, we joke, but
mm-hmm.
it's not funny if you've had to go through it.
I'm sure it's happened to plenty of people.
Yikes. So, yeah, be safe. Don't put yourself in harm's way there. Well, that's really all the time we have this week. And again, we hope you had a great 4th of July and hope you're enjoying the extended 4th of July weekend as well. Do it safely.
Yes.
This is Jim Field.
And Stacey Linfer.
And this has been your Nishna Valley.